Let us come together in prayer. O God, creator of all things, seen and unseen, you blew the Spirit of Christ into apostles and disciples trapped by sin, freeing your people from death and captivating us with your steadfast love. You raised the body of Christ, the church, in the world to proclaim the good news of salvation. And for the sake of the world, we pray, come, Lord Jesus. We pray for all whom you call into the work of the church. May they know the presence of your Spirit to strengthen, guide, correct, comfort, and challenge. We give thanks for the work of the 224th General Assembly of the PCUSA for our denomination, and we know that there is still much work to do, and so we ask that you empower us to continue to be your faithful witnesses in our congregations and in our denomination, and to seek continual renewal and reformation as we seek to improve as your church and make your kingdom known in the world. O God, we pray for justice. Even if the news seems to have turned away, people are still gathering to demand equal justice and to demand racial equality. In the name of Breonna Taylor, George Floyd, Elijah McClain, and so many, many others. Give us the ability to recognize and honor the humanity of all of your beloved children, O God, and work in our hearts so that we can change our systems and our world. We pray for all those whose lives are touched by our church's witness. May they feel the healing hands of Christ Jesus serving them with gentleness, kindness, grace, and love. As the coronavirus pandemic continues on, and our country sets new record highs in cases, empower us to be vigilant and strong, to take the precautions we must as we work together to defeat a common adversary and slow the spread of this virus. We pray for all who are on the front lines of that fight. And we pray for all who have died, and all who mourn the lives of those who have died, and all those who are recovering or will never fully recover after having caught this virus. It is a trying time, but we trust, O God, that you are with us even still. We pray for the world into which you call the church. Help us to be thankful in giving ourselves away for the sake of the gospel. In your Spirit, let us show the peace of Christ to a world of violence, share the bread of heaven with a world of hunger, and offer springs of living water to a world of pollution. Lead us in the way of truth and life with the gifts of faith, hope, and love, until you bring the fullness of a new creation, of your new creation. Then and now we rejoice with the multitudes, singing praise, honor, and glory to you, Holy Trinity, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.